It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
March is National Sauce Month.
Oh.
It's a month to get excited about sauces.
Get saucy.
What's your favorite sauce, Josh?
Oh my gosh, you're putting me on the spot. Anything spicy.
Come on.
Sriracha. I love.
That's pretty good.
Barbecue sauce.
Solid Sweet Baby Ray's.
Yes.
Katie, what's your favorite sauce?
Hollandaise sauce all day.
Oh, Barftown USA.
When I was pregnant with Zoe, I used to take shots of it. Like,
they
used
disgusting.
To put shots of Hollandaise sauce in the window.
Does that
I was a waitress.
You?
And they used to put shots of Hollandaise sauce for me in the window, and I'd go by and I'd take
you
shots
nasty.
Of Hollandaise sauce. Oh, I love it.
I don't like Hollandaise.
How did you
good.
Get pregnant?
Well,
alcohol.
I mean,
I've had too much
this
of this
one
sauce.
One time at band camp.
Okay, that's cool. That's different.
That's cool.
I think my favorite sauce, and I feel incredibly guilty consuming this, and I don't have it a lot, but it's one of my favorites, Alfredo sauce.
Oh,
okay,
I think is one of the best sauces
it's
out
so
there.
It's so good. How is that so different than mine, though? Like, it's
because mine's delicious and yours is disgusting.
Mine's delicious. Like, they're
what
both
is
delicious.
In yours?
Mine is egg yolks and
yeah.
butter.
See, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's just egg yolks and whipped.
It's probably really
and
expensive right
whipped.
Now. Yeah,
yeah.
Egg
and you
yeah.
ate, and you drink it warm from
and
a
yeah,
windowsill.
You get, you, well, no, it, from a food warmer. I used to work at a restaurant, and they used to put it in the window where they keep the food warm. And
oh,
they used to put
that
shots
window!
Of Hollandaise sauce.
I thought you put it
sorry,
in like
a
window.
Sorry, just a random neighbor's window putting Hollandaise sauce for
That's
me.
That's exactly
as I
what
walked
I thought.
By.
I was like, "You are weird."
What kind of pregnant lady were you,
Jer? I know your favorite sauce though. Hot mustard from McDonald's.
God, that's a good sauce
that
too,
hot
buddy.
Mustard.
That is such a good
so
sauce.
Good. You introduced it to me. I didn't know they had it.
Dip your fries
oh,
it's
in the
that.
Best.
Oh
gosh!
Yeah.
Dip that double cheeseburger in
dip
there.
That, no, oh. dip your fries.
You're
are hot and spicy.
Yeah.
I want that
so
6 a.m. right now.
I need
now.
To sit down. Mm. It's funny because they did a survey on sauces, and number one was the Alfredo sauce. And then tomato basil, tomato garlic,
oh, that's a
pesto,
good one.
Yeah,
and then
see,
a
like
vodka
pesto.
Sauce.
Yours is just garlic, heavy cream, parmesan. I mean, oh. it's all the fatty stuff, too. Like,
a lot of butter.
Yeah.
You want to know something I mean, kind of funny? Is growing up, my older sister could not say Josh when she was young,
yeah.
so she called me Sauce. And my nickname my entire life for her
that might
has
stick
been
here,
Sauce.
Too. Hey, Sauce.
She's called
What's
me
up?
Sauce.
Josh Sauce.
That's, yeah, that's Josh
that's
sauce.
A different sauce.
Oh, yeah, no, God, be a better way to say that.
Just born.
Also a fan favorite from what I understand. Anyway, March is sauce month, so everybody get excited about that. Hope Josh's mom is listening. We've got a trending report for
Please
you this morning. Oh, Katie Cat.
Oh, my
What's
goodness.
What's going on locally?
Well, we have one of the fastest growing areas in not just Colorado, but the nation. Anyone care to take a guess real quick what Colorado City could double by 2050?
Doubly.
Pueblo.
No.
Parker.
No.
Highlands Ranch.
No.
Littleton.
It is Greeley.
Oh, yeah. They're actually blowing up over there.
You got so excited. Right, I'm like, oh.
Wait till people find out what it smells like once or twice a week.
No,
does it still stink
thing.
Up there?
It, well, I mean, you get used
Katie,
to it. You
well.
Know, after a day or two, you don't smell a thing. But the thing is the community is one of the youngest in Colorado. The average median age up there is just 31.
Hmm.
So when you factor that in and factor that there are also families having kids helping to increase the population, yeah, Greeley is popping.
I had no idea.
Where it's at, yeah.
I couldn't even tell you the last time I was in Greeley.
Yeah, well, they say Weld County
it's been 100 years.
In general, that area right now is really the place where people are moving to. It's a lot more affordable to live than a lot of places in Colorado.
Wide open spaces.
So, the stench.
Yeah, well, that's probably part of it. But
yes.
you get used to it, Josh.
No, you don't.
You
I lived
do.
In
it's
Fort
probably
Collins,
not the
and
entire
when the wind
area.
Blew north, it was horrible.
Yeah, but when you sit in it all the time, you'll just get used to
you
it.
Don't. It's
you
once,
get used
I
to
know
your
for
stink.
A fact it's once a week because that's when they did the slaughtering. That's when they did it.
I love Greeley, and again, we're going to see more and more people come to Greeley by 2050.
Everyone loves
so.
It except Greeley.
I literally, I was like, "Why don't you love it so much? Why don't you move there?"
Because, yeah, no, Katie. That's way too far away.
Oh, that's the reason. Yeah.
That's the reason, exactly. But a lot of people will be moving there.
That's
we'll
cool.
See it.
All right,
we'll
see let's
see. Okay, this other story coming out, I know you guys saw about the Broncos linebackers coach punching the cop.
Not
what was
move?
His deal?
Yeah,
not a good move by him.
Anger issues.
Yeah, linebackers coach Michael Wilhoit. This happened at DIA, and here's what was going on. He was driving there, I guess, picking somebody up. He left his car unattended, and anybody who's been out at the airport knows that's a big no-no. You yes. don't just leave your car parked there and nobody sitting in it or nobody around it. And so an officer came up to him and was like, hey, you can't do that. You have to be in your car or around it or move it. And this guy told him to shut up, one. And he did not deal with his unattended car. So then allegedly he went back up to him and said, hey, you need to move your car. And I guess, again, allegedly the linebacker's coach used his chest to kind of be like,
chest
hey,
bump.
Homie.
He's a big dude. Yeah. I saw some pictures
big
of him.
Dude.
He's jacked.
Well,
big
I mean,
dude.
Obviously, he's this linebacker
yeah.
coach,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, big dude. And
he
again,
played in the NFL, too,
he
I believe.
Did.
He's
he
a big
for
guy.
The Seahawks, yeah. So
massive beard.
Then
massive beard.
This story says that after...
Could have punched him with his beard.
After he hit him with his chest, he was pushed a little bit back, and then that is when the linebacker's coach allegedly hit... the cop, and that's how all that went down. But he was arrested. I guess he saw he had a court date yesterday, so haven't heard how all that went down.
There's some body cam footage out there of this incident.
Oh, there has to be, right? There has to be.
It's a DIA. There's probably cameras everywhere.
Cameras everywhere.
But you just go to the DIA to pick up your significant other or loved one or whatever,
and now you're
in jail.
I know.
Wow, that escalated quickly.
It sure did, yeah. But again, we don't know all the details on this, but that's what that story said, and if that's what happened, that's not a good look for
that's,
the linebackers.
You
got
to leave your work at the office with that guy.
Exactly.
You know, that's the guy that's, you know, trained to shove.
It's the whole football mentality. I mean, it's the whole football mentality. I mean, seriously, your whole life is violent, and then you got to turn it off when you leave.
Yeah, turn that off. But
what kind
anyway.
Of car is he driving?
A sedan. I don't know.
That's probably why he was pissed.
Smart car.
He couldn't fit in it.
He was so big in that little car.
I need an F-250. Get out of my way.
All right. This next story coming from down south. We actually heard in traffic reports yesterday that outside of Castle Rock, they had I-25 shut down, and it was causing just a big mess. And we're finding out the story was a crane tipped over on I-25 while they were working on this construction
there.
Because
you had a bad day.
Someone's getting
fired. They did. So that new interchange at I-25 and Crystal Valley Parkway. So they're going to be working on that for a while. They're going to be like through 2027, I think, is when this project's going to be working on. Yeah, it's going to be ridiculous. But Sunday night was supposed to be the first night that they shut down the interstate so they could start working on this project. Oopsie, the crane tipped over, and all night long they had to deal with
How
this crane situation, and then they actually had to even push off the, postpone the structure installations that they were going to do.
Like, the guy operating that crane has to feel like a schmuck, right?
There are pictures all over the place, too, and it's totally like the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Pizza. I know.
Really?
I always say pizza.
The Leaning Tower of Pizza.
But that's what it looks like. That's totally what it looks like.
He's like, oh, it's going, it's going, it's going.
Oh, no.
There it goes.
Gotta check your load there, bro. Check your load.
Also, if you're planning on going southbound on I-25 in the early morning hours, expect this construction.
Imagine having that coming
at your
car.
Where is that at again?
Woo! I-25 and Crystal Valley Parkway.
I'm sorry, did it hit the ground?
No,
it's
it was
just leaning.
Leaning.
No, just lean
it
with
was
it.
Just lean, rock with it. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's going on.
Because, like, if that went down and hit, like, smashed a car,
oh my God.
That's a karma thing.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Probably somebody who had it coming.
Is it?
It's like the linebacker.
We can joke about this
because
nobody died. But, like, if that was you're going to work, thousands of vehicles on the highway. A crane falls and hits your vehicle.
That's a final destination thing.
That's
man.
A final destination. You've done some people some wrong in your life,
you
I think.
So?
Yeah, it's coming to get you.
Oh.
Just saying.
How do you even talk about that at the funeral? Like, that's how you talk about it at the funeral.
That would be one of them.
That'd
that would
be
them. One of them.
That's a horrible thing to say. I'm sorry I brought that up.
Yeah, jeez, I was just kind of waiting for you to clear it up yourself. Like, yep. And moving on.
You don't think, never mind.
No.
Talking about karma, these guys who did this will see some karma come their way. They stole some little bulldog puppies.
I've been watching the video on the news all morning. They were just so blatant about it. Walked in, grabbed two of them, and ran.
Well, here's how it went down, actually. This was from a pet shop in Centennial, and there were a couple of guys who rolled into the shop. And the people who worked there were like, they looked pretty suspicious. We had our eyes on them. But then one of them went into the middle of the store and acted like he was having a seizure. So then everybody went around. Like, they're like, oh, my gosh, this guy's in trouble. Everybody was helping this one guy while the other dipped into the back. Those bulldog puppies were in the back.
No, the video I saw, they were right in the middle, and he grabbed them right out of the middle and ran.
Well, we're getting conflicting reports.
And he, like, dropped one, and people were trying to tackle him, and he ran out.
Maybe you're watching a different video.
I don't know.
This one, maybe they were helping the guy on the floor.
No, well, this guy fell on the floor as he was running out.
He fell on the floor, faked a seizure, then while everyone in the store was distracted by what was happening.
Because I think
an accomplice headed to the back where the bulldog puppies were. He removed the lid and snatched two of them. And this just happened on Friday.
It was right in the middle of it. And they got one of the puppies back.
Yeah. So this one is the one that happened in Centennial. So
this place has been hit a couple times, I think.
Maybe. But the store's offering a reward to anyone who can return the puppies safely. These two puppies are still not accounted for. They are offering the return of both for safe return of both puppies in the arrest of the man responsible. So maybe there's a couple stories floating around
there
right
might
now.
Be maybe that was other footage.
Yeah,
but it's been all over the news this morning, and like a couple people tried to tackle him. One woman, like, face planted on the ground. She looked like she was pretty hurt. He tries to run out, and he, like, drops one of the puppies. It, like, flings across the floor, and he scoops it back up and just bolts.
That is
saying,
it was a terrifying video.
They're saying that, in this instance, that the shop owner does everything she can to try and stop him. The gentleman barrels through her. Another girl tries to stop him, grabs his feet. He tripped. He kicked
That's
one of
the
ladies.
Video I saw.
Okay, so maybe it is all-encompassing, but they say that they got into a Cadillac Escalade with no plates and drove away to wrap it all up. But
you feel bad for the little puppy
I mean, imagine those puppies and having to deal with that chaos. They just got snatched from their area. Like, the whole thing is just so sad.
Bulldog puppies go for thousands of dollars too.
They're so expensive.
And this is a hurt for this business as well, because that's their revenue.
Yes.
Look at all the
buying puppies from a pet store is a good thing. But
all the little puppies around him are freaking out too. That's so sad.
It's all very sad.
So
why
sad.
Didn't they save the other puppies like a Disney movie?
I know, right? Where is our Disney ending for this? Hopefully those puppies are returned. And just so sad that these little bulldog puppies were taken. And again, if you know anything, Centennial Police ask that you call them, because they're trying to figure it all out.
Where
as
is
well.
This pet store, though? Because I kind of want to go look at the puppies.
Centennial.
I do want to look at puppies.
It's Perfect Pets is the name of the pet store that this all happened at. And again, we're hoping that those puppies get returned and everything works out okay, because you're right. That
video is crazy.
Wonder
what kind of security measures, use your words, they can put into place to avoid things like this.
Yeah.
There's got to be something they can do with the front door that's like one of those buzzer doors.
So, and only have one person in at a time. That's a good idea.
Get this Broncos linebacker guy there to work.
Oh, jeez.
Right?
Yes, full circle, Jer.
They need some bodyguards is what they need.
Good job. But you're right. That's a good idea to just let one customer in the store at a time. Because with two women manning the door and then these two guys coming over and just completely
taking over.
We got to get these ladies some tasers.
Yeah.
Is what we need.
Yeah.
You just feel for them.
Well, there's a lot of, like, convenience stores that if they see someone stealing, they can hit a button underneath the table and it'll lock the front door.
That's what you should do.
Or have gates go down.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But then you're stuck inside with these monsters.
Two people that are stealing.
You don't know what's on them. Never mind.
They're also trying to figure out what they can do to prevent something like this in the future, because this is all around a sad situation.
They really need big guard dogs in the front.
There you go.
That's two German shepherds right there.
Yeah,
big
you
do. Guard dogs
there
in
we go.
Front. That's
For the
how
little
you do
puppies.
It.
The little
For
puppies.
The puppy. Oh, yeah. Guard dogs guarding the puppies. I like this.
See?
Josh, I like this.
Ideas,
That's
man.
What we need. Okay.
Do you want to do your very last one? Because we got like a minute.
Well, we just want to talk about the Grizzly Rose and their second location, because it's going to be in Colorado Springs at North Academy and Vickers. And for all the Denver fans, don't you worry. That mechanical bull at the Grizzly Rose will have a twin in Colorado Springs. You can go get your bull on.
Woo! I haven't been to the Grizzly Rose in a long time.
I haven't either, but the last time I was there, I was on that bull.
Yo, I bet, yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah. I love that place, man.
I got to learn to line dance.
They do Sundays. Sundays, you can do line dancing classes.
There you go.
Well, that's embarrassing. It'll probably be at home on YouTube for a little while.
And then you go out and show it off.
No, because everybody there doesn't know how to do it. It is so much fun.
The only one I know is Achy Breaky Heart from back in the day. That's the only one I know.
When I went to school in Texas, I learned. It was fun. Yeah, we went to a place called Cowboys.
Oh, you should teach me.
I think it'd be great to go out with Nick Nack and do some line dancing.
During the commercial break. How about we line dance?
Teach me during the break, Josh.
We're not going to do this on camera.
Get behind me and hold me.
Teach me how to line dance.
All right, there you go. There's your trending report, chock full of all the local stuff going on this morning here at Denver's Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.